Highway 1. First at 1244, there was an accident, Highway 1, southbound Highway 1 at the Soquel Avenue off-ramp. They moved the cars to the shoulders. Both lanes are open as of 12:55, but there's still a traffic backup for quite a ways. Now, going in the other direction, northbound Highway 1 at the Morrissey Boulevard off-ramp, there was a traffic collision between a big rig and a Honda Civic. They're not blocking the roadway. Both vehicles are on the right-hand shoulder, but I'm imagining that traffic is going quite slow as they past the big rig and the Honda. So a bit of a problem on Highway 1 right between Morrissey Boulevard and Soquel Avenue, although the one in Soquel, the southbound Highway 1, is working itself out. Also, in Monterey, a traffic hazard reported at 1247 Highway 1, Light Fighter Drive on-ramp, Brown Mazda in the roadway. It's been moved to the right-hand shoulder. Highway Patrol has been assigned and headed towards the scene. 7.5 minutes now past 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, the 21st of March, as we return to KSCO Presents with Dr. Bill Wattenberg, and sitting in for Dr. Wattenberg is Glenn here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
AM 1080 KSCO, it's Glenn rocking with you on a Wednesday afternoon with the sound of ELO, going back to 1977. And we have about 7 minutes after the hour. We're talking about men and boys and men's issues. If you want to chime in, we do have lines open, and the phone number is 479-1080. We're lucky enough to get our guest to hang out for just a few more minutes. His name is Marty Nemko. Marty, thanks for hanging with us. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So this is your chance to sort of sum up what you were saying, and we wanted to talk about dating and social, the social aspect to all of this.
So we only have about 5 or 10 minutes, so let's talk a little bit about dating. Let's talk a little bit about courts, and then I'll give a little summary, and we should be good. That should tee up the second hour if you want to talk about this more during this hour. Sound good?
Awesome.
Okay, so regarding dating, there seems to be remarkable hypocrisy in today's women about what they want. They claim that they want equal rights, but really, when you talk to almost any woman in honesty, they want a guy who's going to put at least provide the majority of the financial support. They will automatically reach, not, there are many exceptions as usual, but many, many women, especially women who are, quote, attractive, will reject any guy who is not a stable, reliable cash cow source of income. And yet, the reverse is not true. You know, men are expected to not choose their women based on their income potential. So guys, instead of being chosen for how lovable they are, how kind, what a good husband, etc., are they're a cash cow. Is there not a double standard there? And so that's a core point.
Yeah, no, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want the guys to pay for everything, and they want to call the shots.
It seems right. Apart from the income thing, if one really looks at the total amount of dollars that are on dates, and let's talk about a heterosexual couple now, in which the man pays versus the woman pays, you can be sure the man is paying. Even in this, quote, feminist era of equal rights, I don't see, I have no data, but I bet my life on the fact that more male dollars are being spent than female dollars on dates. Is that fair?
There's no doubt about it. That's a carryover from the 1950s, and now the women have the best of both worlds. They get the guys to pay for everything, and they're the suckers because they have women's lib and women's rights on the other side.
And they can say, oh, but men make more money. But reality right now, the unemployment rate among women is much lower than the unemployment rate among men. It is much, in my career counseling practice, I am having a much more difficult time helping men get jobs than women, especially white men.
Can I just squeeze one call in? You mind if I squeeze one call in real quick?
I really have to go. So you got 5 minutes. You want to listen to a caller? That's fine. Otherwise, we need to talk about courts and summarizing.
Okay.
It's up to you. It's your show.
Okay. Thank you, John in Santa Cruz. Thanks for calling 479-1080.
Yeah, you're welcome. Listen, I don't want to take up his time, but I would like him to touch on the subject of the new castrati. If he could do that, I'm curious to hear.
What is that? Do you know what that is?
No. Well, castrati
was.
A castrati is usually when they had choruses in the medieval era. They castrated the boys so they could have higher voices and sounded like girls, especially as they reached puberty. And I guess I don't know if you're referring deliberately to that
That's part of it. The other part of it was that if you were an important man, you had somebody that would escort your wife or mistress around that was the castrati, so that they didn't, impregnate your property.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to comment about that.
All right, let's just move along to what was it left that we had to talk about?
And we were going to talk about divorce law, custody law, et cetera, and then summarize. I really, to be honest, as I said, I only had about 5 minutes. I have another client waiting downstairs, and I think, we have to stop right now, unfortunately.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay.
I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. If anybody who cares to read about, I've written so much about men's and boys' issues. In terms of the practical, I've written an article recently on my blog about what moms or dads of boys can do to try to help them survive in clearly what is not a boy-friendly environment. They can go to my website. It's all free, martynemko.com, M-A-R-T-Y, N like Nancy, E-M-K-O.com. All right, Glenn, you take care.
Take care, Marty. Thank you so much. That was Marty Nemko, and he just gave his website, so definitely check that out. And the rest of the hour is ours. You and I, we can talk about whatever you want, especially men and boys issues. If anything that's been said in the last hour and 15 minutes is something you want to chime in on, we have phone calls are wide open. Our lines are wide open. We have line 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 vacant. You can call in and chime in at 479-1080. That is 479-1080, 831-479-1080. My name is Glenn. You know me. I like to take a lot of calls, and I like to move through the calls really fast. So if you do want to call in, know that I'm just going to get you on, let you spout your 10 or 20 seconds worth, and then I'm going to get you off and make way for the next caller. So once again, we're going to take a lot of calls, 831-479-1080. If you are a man and you want to talk about men's issues, or boys' issues, maybe you're a mother of a boy or boys, and you don't think that they're being treated fairly in school or by the system in general, we'd love to hear from you. 831-479-1080 is the number. We have plenty of lines open. Is anyone calling right now, or are you just the phones are dead? There's nobody calling in. Does anyone want to be on the radio? Hello? Is there anyone there? Call in now. We see that somebody's calling in, and they're being screened now by the call screener. Maybe I should just take unscreened calls. Not quite there yet. At a quarter past 1 o'clock with Glenn on the radio. 831-479-1080. We're talking about men and men's issues. If you want to be on the air, we'd be delighted to hear from you. In the last hour and 15 minutes, we've heard from Marty Nemko, who's talking about society and how things have swung in the other direction. We used to be a patriarchal society, and maybe in the 1950s and earlier, and now we've swung entirely in the other direction. And frankly, I can certainly see why many men would be very frustrated right now that things have been, completely turned upside down, and now it's unfair for men, and in fact, easier to be a woman. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. We'd love to take your call. Phil in Santa Cruz, thanks for calling 479-1080. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to call because my telephone number is blocked. I forgot. I'm sorry. Bye.
Now, what's that about? You can call if your telephone number is blocked. Maybe Phil was being sarcastic. You know what I might do is I might just take unscreened calls. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes,
you're on the radio. Anyone wants to call in, 831-479-1080, call up. I'm not going to put you through any major screening process. Just call up, tell me your name, and be on the air.
Okay, my name is Tracy, and I'm calling with a quote from Margaret Mead. Her husband happened to be an Englishman, and she, of course, studied relationships in Samoa, right?
Is there any way you could take us off speaker so we're not on a speakerphone? Can you pick up the phone? Is that possible?
No, I'm in my car. I'm talking into my steering wheel.
Oh, okay. It's a little hard to hear you, but go ahead. Go ahead. We'll give it a shot.
Anyway, she was Margaret Mead, right? She studied people because she was an anthropologist. When she got pregnant, she was married to an Englishman, and she said, if our baby is a boy, we'll raise him in England. But if she's a girl, we'll raise her in America. Turned out she had a daughter, and that's where they live.
Now, why do you think they decided that?
I think that the educational system, and I am a teacher, does favor girls more in America than it does boys. Not me personally, of course. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that to you, that I thought it was interesting.
Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Jack in Capitola, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio.
Yeah, hi, Glenn. Yeah, hi. I'm in my truck. I hope you can hear me.
Oh, you're coming in loud and clear.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm an old guy. I'm 66. I was a senior in high school. This was 62, 63. We had a class called Social Living, and one of the football coaches taught it. It was all boys. And it was the greatest class I think I ever had in high school. You know, we the only chance we ever had to sit and talk with a mature male about any kind of social issues. We talked about girls. We talked about, you know, a man's role in life. It was a great class, and I'm sure they don't have anything like that now. I mean, he even brought a turkey in one at Thanksgiving, taught us how to carve turkeys, you know, things like that. And then the other comment is, I'm recently single again, and I've been dating, and I'm amazed at how the women still assume. I've dated women with the drive Mercedes, make twice the money I have. They still assume I'm going to pay for everything.
It's amazing, yeah. And then you get married, and then the woman is in charge of everything anyway. Then you're answering to her, right?
Nothing new about that. I mean, my aunts, when I was a kid, they wore the pants in the family. There's nothing new about women being powerful and in charge.
Absolutely. And you know what? Then they get men to pay for everything. In fact, I really think men are now the suckers of society.
Absolutely. White males especially.
No, I don't think it pertains to any particular race. I don't agree with you there. I think black males, white males, it doesn't matter. I think black males have it really hard. The hardest jobs, black and Hispanics have very, very hard, typically. Now, I'm not making any sweeping generalizations, but, less educated people in general have harder labor. They're working outdoors. They're working with heavy equipment. And, people of color tend to be, statistically speaking, tend to be less educated. Not anymore so much, but historically they have been. And men usually take the brunt of a lot of the physical risk out there and a lot of the physical labor. And I don't agree with you at all. I think men in general of any race are definitely the suckers of society right now.
Okay, well, you look at sitcoms and how they portray men in every sitcom. You know, he's a buffoon.
I agree with you. I think we're agreeing. Okay, Jack, thanks so much for calling. That leaves all the lines open at 479-1080. So I wish I could bring up Anne. Anne, can you tell me – can you talk on the radio? No, you can't. I couldn't bring you up through the intercom. Can you talk on the intercom? So Ann's coming on it. Ann, you could talk on the intercom. I could put the intercom on the air, right?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, let me see if I can.
Okay,
I put you on the air?
So
what's the deal? Tell me about the deal with this restricted caller. Is he a phony phone caller?
Yeah, we're not sure what's going on.
Is he just trying to prank the station?
I think so.
Oh, so this is interesting. So don't answer. If he calls, don't answer. I'll try to answer, and we'll have a little fun with it, okay? Stay right there. I'm going to try to see if I can take this call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Restricted caller, you are live on the radio. What's up? Somebody's having fun trying to call in on KSCO, trying to jerk our chains around. I don't understand. Why? Don't you have anything better to do than call up a radio station and hang up? That was the guy that called in before. And let's see. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, this is the Great Ben.
The Great Ben. You got to turn your radio down so we don't hear the echo, Great Ben. Turn down your radio.
Yeah, let me get a hold of you.
We love you, but we can't hear the echo.
Well, let me call back in a second.
Sure. I'll tell you what. While you're calling back, what we'll do is we'll play some commercials here, and then we'll take your calls for the rest of the show, 479-1080, to be on the air.
Back pain. Dominican Hospital would like to invite you to a free back and spine seminar to learn more about this topic. The free seminar will be held Wednesday, March 21st from 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. Speakers will include physicians and healthcare professionals. No registration is necessary. Just come to the Dominican Education Center located behind the hospital at 1555 Soquel Drive. And you can learn more at DominicanFacts.com.
Hi, Dale here from Jungle Plant. I thought it was time for you all to hear about the great interior plant service we provide.
Hello, this is Dr. Duncan McCollum of the Advanced Health Center in Santa Cruz. It's my job to take care of your body, but when it comes to your house plants, you need to call Dale at Jungle Plants. She made our office look warmer and more relaxing simply by keeping our plants looking lush and healthy.
Visit us at jungleplant.com for all your interior plant needs.
Hi, I'm Ethan Behrman. You've heard me here on KSCO filling in for Dr. Corey Gold and Rebecca Costa. Now I have my own show every Sunday evening from 6 to 8, Ethan Behrman's Smoke-Filled World. I'll be taking your calls, politics, current events, interviews with people that will fascinate and intrigue you. I'll have left-minded ideas for right-leaning people and right-minded ideas for left-leaning people. Hey, that sounds just like you.
This segment brought to you by User Friendly Computing for all your computer service needs. Give them a call today at 423-9653 or stop on by the shop at 505 River Street in Santa Cruz. And be sure to ask Peter for your free $50 diagnostic coupon.
Graced us here on the Central Coast. We have nothing but blue skies and sunny, warm weather now after the several days of rain we had. So I figured I'd play some ELO. And we have about 25 minutes past the hour, and I've got you all the way up to 2 o'clock. My name is Glenn, rocking with you on the radio. We got Jason and Marina on the line, and maybe we'll take your call at 479-1080. We had some phony phone callers there before who wanted to just call and hang up. Maybe the guy thought he was being cute by saying he couldn't be on the air if his call was blocked. I don't mind. I'll take your call if your call is blocked. It doesn't matter to me. I'll take anyone's call about any subject they want to talk about. Today, mostly, we're talking about men and men's issues, and has the pendulum swung in the other direction? Or do you think this is just a crock of you-know-what? First, I just want to talk to you just briefly, before we go back to the phones. I just want to talk to you briefly about longevity, okay? I've known about longevity products for many, many years, and I just started taking Tangy Tangerine, and let me tell you something, I really, really notice a difference. If you listen to this radio station, you've heard many, many commercials about all kinds of products, from Pollen Burst to Tangy Tangerine, and you've heard Dr. Wallach over the years. This is a great company. Let me tell you in a nutshell what it's all about. Historically, we used to have very rich soil with tons of minerals in the soil, and those minerals are required as part of a healthy, balanced diet so we can feel good, so we can look good, so we have energy throughout the day. Well, during the 19th and 20th century, we started this mass farming movement where we're planting lots of crops and we're using heavy-duty fertilizers and heavy equipment to mass produce and churn out of the soil as many crops as we possibly can. What happens is the soils have been depleted of all the most valuable and essential minerals that we need in order to feel good. That's where longevity comes in. Right now, when you go to the store, even if you go to a healthy store, even if you're buying organic, you will notice that maybe you don't feel as good and the vegetables don't taste as good as they used to taste. This is because the minerals just aren't there. The minerals have been depleted from the soil over the years of intensive farming, of trying to squeeze every last dollar out of every square inch of earth. So no problem. You need to take Tangy Tangerine or any one of a number of products that Longevity now offers. To find out more, you want to go to KSCO Team, KSCOteam.com, and you can find out about how to buy Longevity products, how to, if you like them, you can sell them to your friends and to your family and make a little bit of money at the same time. KSCOteam.com. So check it out. We go now to Jason in Marina. Jason, you're on AM 1080 KSCO. Thanks for dialing 479-1080 to be on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
That longevity stuff's pretty awesome, by the way.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Go to KSCOteam.com. And by the way, if you want to talk to me personally, I can help you get over to the longevity way of life. Just send an email to mz@ksco.com and put my name, Glenn, in the subject line, and MZ will put you in touch with me. I'll call you up, put your phone number in the email, I'll call you up, and I'll show you how you can get involved with the longevity business and or just buy some products if that's what you want to do. So mz@ksco.com and put the name Glenn in the subject line. Jason, what'd you call about?
Hey, yeah, just a little late, but I was, kind of thinking the other day about the whole average male back in the you know, 50s and 60s with the perfectly combed hair, pipe, and when was the whole uprising of the women when they got really pissed off, and kind of, I think that's the polar shift of the whole thing, where they basically.
Come on, spit it out. You're too slow for me. I have ADD. Go ahead. What else, Jason? Oh, we lost Jason. Okay, that's okay. Hey, you know what? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to call a radio station. You just have to have an opinion or two. You know what they say? Opinions are like a certain body part. Everyone's got them. 479-1080 to be on the radio. John on Portola Avenue. Thanks for calling 479-1080.
Hey, Glenn, I'm calling because, one of your callers mentioned something that really bugs the heck out of me.
All right.
That's, nowadays these women, they got equal power. They make a lot of money. They have perfect, they can even vote and drive. They got everything they want, right? So why don't they treat me to dinner? They sit there and stare at me. So you know what I do? I stare at them right back, and I let them know, if you don't pay for this, you're going to go to jail because I can run faster than you. And don't think that I won't leave you with the bill, because I will. Glenn, I'm tired of this. Of women taking advantage of men. I tell you what, I'm not having it.
You know, you sound like a certain air personality on KSCO that does afternoons with Charlie Friedman. You're not related to him, are you?
No, No, but you know, every time I hear this talk about women, oh, I just get mad because it's just been bugging me. You know what? One time I went to a Sharks game. Check this out, Glenn. One time I went to a Sharks game. I don't know what was happening. There's this woman arguing with the guy in back of her. She turns around and slaps him. Now, you know what? If I turned around and slapped somebody, guess where I'd be going? I'd be going to jail, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, some hot chick, and she's going to get away with it because she's some hot chick. Well, you know what? If she had slapped me, Glenn, I would have been going to jail because I don't know about that, but. You know, I wouldn't have just smiled and taken it like that. I would have been very firm and had a couple of good words for her at least. But I'm tired of that double standard. I don't know how guys can just sit there and take it. I don't know, Glenn. I don't know.
It's an unfair world we're living in. I think it really has turned the other way. I mean, maybe in the 1950s it was a male-oriented country, but it certainly isn't now. Women rule the roost here in America in the year 2000 and in the decade 2010 plus. Roger in Aptos, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio. You're on the air.
Hi, I got a little different take than the previous caller. I just recently broke up after a 4-year relationship, and unfortunately, both of us didn't think about it as we began to see each other. But she lived in Fremont, so the distance was an issue. But the funny part about all of what we're looking at is that I was raised by a mother and 3 older sisters, so they taught me some things that I think are useful, like being a gentleman, paying for dinner, and those types of deals. But as I look at this 4-year relationship with the girl that I just broke up with, I realized that absolutely we were dating, and we went through the regular dating cycle of when she has 3 kids. I pay for all of us at dinner, never was an issue, never asked for her to pay for anything. I pay for vacations, I pay for trips. But it almost seemed like she was waiting for the period of time to pass that I would get to the next step. And she had her own home but didn't have a lot of disposable cash. And it almost seemed like getting to the next step, if you will, would almost mean that what is mine would then become hers. Her house was under her name, and I wouldn't ask her to put it in both our names. But this whole topic just rang a bell because, you know, I just had to get to a point that we both realized that if we're not going to go further, it should end. But to me, I think after a couple of days of thinking about it, it really does seem like the women, the woman that I'm dating, she's a beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. But unlike your other callers, I don't have a bad case for women. I just think that men need to be able to understand it. When my sister and mother taught me how to, you know, pay for meals, find something that's comfortable for you. I don't think that men should take women out and expect the women to pay for it, because I think that men that are in that situation better get it up front that the women are comfortable with it. I think that if you work for a living, you should be willing to share some of it with who you're with. I think the amount is the part that's in question.
Hey, look, I completely agree with you. And I think my curse, my wife, you know, sometimes we get into little spats. And my wife said to me last night, she said, Glenn, maybe you should have married a man. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm cursed because I'm not gay. I think that's the biggest curse on me, is that I'm not gay. Sometimes I just can't live with women. You can't live with them and you can't live without them. Levi in Santa Cruz, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio. Levi, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Love the subject. I agree with a lot of your callers. Have you turned on the TV lately and just seen what they're doing and how they're man-bashing? And, I mean, every TV show, there's an idiot father or just an idiot guy, and he's always an idiot, and he's playing a man or a husband or a boss or something like that, and he's always just as – they're just putting the man down, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, guys are portrayed as bumbling idiots. Women are the ones that do all the heavy mental lifting, all the thinking and important stuff, except when it comes to put our lives on the line and or pay the bills. That's when the guys have to step up to the plate. Other than that, what are we good for? We're bumbling idiots, right?
I agree. They're just slamming us. You know, I think all this stuff started in the 70s, you know, when they came back in the equal rights in the 60s, and by every means they needed it. But now it's to the point where it's, like you said, it's reversed its course, and now they're just pummeling us, and they're just enough is enough.
The pendulum has swung. The pendulum has swung. Thank you so much. Yeah. Al in Salinas, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio. Go.
Oh, hi. Well, this goes back quite a few years. I go back quite a few years, too, when I was in elementary school. About 10 or something like that. And there was this girl. I was sitting way in the back of the room, and there's this girl. She's a big gal. I wasn't small, but, you know, she's probably about the biggest kid if I was a big bony gal. And she started punching me in the shoulder. Just every, you know, a little while, boom, you know. And I took it for a while, but, you know, finally I said, why are you doing that? She says, well, you never defend yourself. You got to learn to fight back.
So, yeah, try fighting back against a girl. You'll be immediately suspended, put in the principal's office, and who knows what else.
You've got it, exactly. I finally, you know, I was one of these kids brought up, you just absolutely never hurt a girl. I mean, you know, my parents are there, you know, very old-fashioned and, you know, very strong. So I did cut loose. She's facing me, so I got her right in the solar plexus. It's perfect, too, because she's just, you know, just out of breath for a couple of seconds. But, yeah, well, as you said, boom, down to the principal's office.
Thank you, Al.
One thing this girl had done, had never gotten anything from the teacher, but when I did it, one shot, that was it.
Thanks, Al, for calling 479-1080 like DJ did. DJ, you're in Santa Cruz. You called 479-1080. What's on your mind today?
You know, I've been listening to your other listeners and callers today, and I got to say, you know, out of all the relationships I've been in, if a girl isn't, you know, 50-50 with me, she's out. So I don't think that there's a problem with it. I think that you...
Well, you're one of the smart guys. You're one of the smart guys who figured out how the system works, and you're standing up for what's right. Well, there should be more guys like you.
Oh, well, thank you. And my other comment, too, about the hitting a girl, I've knocked a girl down that's hit me before. I didn't hit her. I just pushed her down and said, what are you doing? So, you know, I didn't get in trouble for it. I was in school. Teacher said, you hit him, you're going to get what you're going to get. So, you know, maybe it just depends on how you deal with the situation. You know, there are ways to do it without being violent, as far as, you know, getting hit by a girl or having to deal with that situation, in my opinion.
Got it. Thank you so much for calling. Tony in Prunedale, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio.
Hey, good afternoon. I just want to make a comment about all those men who are being whiners. You know, man, that's one thing. You don't whine about who's paying what. Just do it. You know, man up.
All right, so in other words, guys have to pay for everything and then shut up when it comes to anything else.
Man, it's about doing the right thing. Most people forget about that.
Tell me this. Why when you go out on a date, does the guy automatically have to pay? Tell me that. Unless he's going to get sex.
But you know what? We carry the cojones. We're the men.
Well, no, but wait a second. But what if the girl's not going to put out? What if the girl's not going to put out? What if it's a first date? What if it's a first date and the girl has absolutely no intentions of delivering in the bedroom? Why should the guy have to pay for the meal?
So only a guy has to pay. That's the only way
you think just because we have cojones that we have to pay for everything? Why can't the girl pay for her half?
I dated my wife now for 2 years, and we didn't have sex until the day we were.
All right, now that you're married, now that you're married, is your life just a wonderful bowl of flowers?
People forget about the curse.
And let me ask you this. And let me ask you this. Now that you're married, do you get some every now and again?
It's not about getting some. It's about making love, brother. You're putting it all out of whack. You know, you're making something very beautiful.
All right. No. All right. We'll use your term. Do you make love every now and again?
Of course, brother. But you know, we make love to have babies, to repopulate the world and get, you know, make money.
So you're holier than thou. Okay, I understand you. You're holier than thou. Bill in Santa Cruz, hopefully you're not so holy and your dung does in fact stink. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'm just one of those people who's, I guess, found the holy grail. You know, a couple of my reactions to your show today.
I'm glad you used the name Bill in Santa Cruz and not Billy Sunshine, because, you know, I probably wouldn't have taken your call if I saw it was you.
Is that right? Really? Well, then you can drop me.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to keep away from regular callers. Spit it out, and we'll move on to the next call. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Tom Likas, you know Tom Likas, right?
I do.
So he always used to talk about how women were all gold diggers. And I used to think to myself, Tom, women are not all gold diggers, just the ones who are willing to relate to you. And I wonder if you're not suffering from that, too.
No, I don't think women are all anything. I have a lovely wife, and I'm very happily married, and we have a wonderful family. But I can certainly see the side of Tom Likas and of our previous guest, Marty Nemko. And I understand, that guys are really not always being treated fairly in society. Thanks, Billy. Chris in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
How you doing, Glenn?
Wonderful.
That one cojones guy was an idiot, and I'm ashamed to say that I even am part of the same...
So the same gender.
...as him.
Yeah.
Anyway, this conversation you're having is actually very futile, because just by having it, there are hordes of people looking down on you for even bringing it up.
I don't care. See, that's why it's great to be a talk show host, because I don't care what people think.
I agree with you 100%. The point I'm trying to make is that's how bad it has gotten. It has gotten to the point to where you even think it, you talk about it, and you're already a crappy male. Now, it's my opinion, very much so, I 100%, it's a female chauvinist society now.
Absolutely.
It came about anytime there's an oppressed group, they claim to want equality. But the problem with that is once you get that power, like any other group, they take that power and they use it to oppress the group.
All right, Chris, you're very articulate. Stay there. I have a girl on the line. Maybe she wants to take issue with you. Julie in Santa Cruz, you're on the air. What do you think about what's being said right now?
Well, I have to say that I am agreeing with you 100%. I actually have 6 kids in a blended family. I have a teenage son and a teenage daughters and all ages of kids. Interestingly enough, with the hitting thing, I teach my son, and he's actually, his little sister is like 2 years younger. He's actually like had like blood drawn on him. I'm always like, you can't touch her. You can't fight back. This society, you'll get just worked over, put in jail. And so he's been taught from a young age that you never, ever, ever, he can take the abuse, but he can't do anything back.
I'm amazed.
Our culture is.
I'm amazed and impressed. You agree with us, with me and with Chris and with all the other people that are calling in. I would love to hear from a woman who thinks that we're crazy male chauvinists, but I haven't heard one call 479-1080 to take issues with us.
Now, the sad part is the teenage boys, because the way that they're raised, we're taught that you have to grow up quick. You got to be a man. You got to be tough and do stuff for yourself. But the girls are nurtured. They're loved. They're given a lot of support. And the boys are just like, they're treated almost like you're a wimp.
Like dirt. Like get out there and stop crying and mm-hmm. shake it off. And it's very hard to be
it's
a boy.
Awful.
And then now we're looking at possibly, unfortunately, and I'm very much against it, going to war in Iran. And who knows what that will lead to, whether it's going to lead to World War III, whether we're going to bring back the draft or what. I don't think these buffoons in Washington really know the fire and the danger that they're playing with in the Middle East. And whether that's, because most of us listening to the sound of my voice, who are under the age of, say, 45 or even 50 years old, have no idea what it means to live with a specter, with the gray clouds of a draft hanging over your head. I happen to be 44 years old. I don't remember, a draft. But 10 years on top of me, somebody's 55, 60 years old, they remember how scared boys were. Girls didn't have to worry about that. And girls still don't have to worry about that.
It is a double standard, too, because boys are not allowed to express in their, even in the boy world, you're not allowed to be, afraid of things or to show any sort of weakness. So
absolutely. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I wanted to say was I relate to this other caller very much so. I have a daughter and a son myself. I was raised by old-fashioned parents. I truly believe that women are the softer, better species. But
better? Better?
I shouldn't say better, okay? What I mean to say is what is unfortunately being lost in this society is chivalry. And that gentlemanship, and it's being taken away by the women. And what the real sad part for me is I want to raise my daughter for her to believe that she is a treasure for whoever she ends up with, and she should be treated as such. And unfortunately, I can't teach my son to have that outlook, because he will have an uphill battle he will never win if he looks for that in our society. And that is the sad part, because it is being lost. And I really feel it's the women who have taken it away. Like the other guy said, if you were to hit a girl, you're going to jail. A girl hits you.
Right.
If you complain about it, you're a sissy. And here's the
exactly.
thing. If we are truly equal, I should be able to defend myself from any other equal being on this planet. Not call her a woman, because a woman can kill me just as easily as another man. Put a big stick in her hand, she's going to wreck my head just as easily as another guy. But if you try to defend yourself against a woman, you are a sissy. And that is a problem, because how do you teach someone to prepare and prevent a problem?
Right, right. That is true.
So,
I mean, it's sad. Like I said, that my we have girls and boys. You know, my girls are straight-A students and wonderful, and then my son's in counseling and, you know, and not making his classes and playing video games all day. And it's just so sad because, you know, what are we doing wrong?
Both of you, thank you so much for calling 479-1080. We got to pay some bills now, okay? Will you keep listening to the radio? And thanks so much for listening to AM 1080.
If you think of Popeye when someone mentions olive oil, it's time to visit the True Olive Connection in downtown Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Susan Pappas of the True Olive Connection with an invitation for you to come on down for a taste tour of the world of extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegars. Visit the family-owned True Olive Connection at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Co-owner Mona Silva and I will introduce you to flavors you'll never knew existed, and teach you how to mix, match, and blend the olive oils and balsamic vinegars that will have your family and friends believing that you are a culinary genius. In fact, you will be a culinary genius when you discover how much extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars can add to your dining. Don't think of Popeye when someone mentions olive oil. Think of the taste you will enjoy when you visit the family-owned True Olive Connection at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. For more information, go to trueoliveconnection.com. And by the way, you'll find the best gift ideas this side of Tuscany at the True Olive Connection. Opa!
There's lots of ways to sum up toughness. Tough as nails, tough cookie, tough love, and tough as leather. But what's tougher than talking tough? Actually being tough. Like the Kubota RTV 1140 CPX from CNN Tractors. One of the toughest, hardest working, most versatile utility vehicles on the planet. Equipped to convert easily from two-person to four-person seating. With a hydraulic dumping bed that makes it perfect for hauling and dumping chores. Plus, it has a 24.8 horsepower Kubota diesel engine, a variable hydro transmission, and hydrostatic power steering. The RTV 1140 CPX is one tough, versatile machine. Test drive it now at CNN Tractors in Watsonville. Kubota, everything you value. See the full line at CNN Tractors in Watsonville or online at cnntractors.com. CNN Tractors, give us your tough jobs.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of the Costa Report. I don't know if you feel a little sluggish in the middle of the afternoon like I do, but if you do, I'm going to suggest you try Pollen Burst. It's an orange-flavored energy drink that comes in a packet, and it tastes a lot like that other orange drink the astronauts used to drink. You know the one. Pollen Burst contains vitamins A, B1, B3, B6, B12, pantothenic acid, vitamin D3, and gluconolactone, all designed to give you an energy boost that can last for hours. Pollen Burst comes in a box of 30 packets for $56 or two boxes for $100, and you can order it right now at KSCOteam.com. The next time you feel tired and need a little boost, skip the coffee, soda, or candy bar and mix up a cold glass of Pollen Burst and do your body some real good. Go to KSCOteam.com.
Our local Red Cross responds to over two home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay Area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Camilla Bellucci, and the development manager at the Santa Cruz County chapter of the Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year, which means a lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you too.
AM 1080, KSCO. We are rocking the Central Coast with the talk that rocks, and this is Glenn. I used to be a rock DJ in another life. What can I say? I ain't no charity case. Long nights, hospital lounge. You and I on the keyhole. All right, we got 10 minutes before 2 o'clock. Richard's looking at me. The Richard Luther III is Richard beat Luther III looked and gave me a look like, my God, have you lost your mind? Yes, I have. That's why I'm on this radio station right now at 10 minutes before 2 o'clock on a beautiful day, by the way. The rain is gone. And we're taking your calls at 479-1080. My name is Glenn. By the way, if you think the station has completely lost their minds by putting me on the air, you're welcome to contact the station management. And to do that, you simply send an email to mz@ksco.com, mz@ksco.com, and put Glenn in the subject line and tell him whatever you think, good or bad. Jose in Watsonville, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio. Go ahead. Jose in Watsonville, thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, I'm just calling to comment on the subject of today. I also come from very old-fashioned parents, and two things that they always drilled into me regarding how to associate yourself with another individual. Be yourself and be respectful above everything. Because if you are not respectful, other people will not respect you. And if other people disrespect you, don't associate yourself with them. And end of story. So I come from a family of 12 brothers and sisters. And that was the rule. Respect is everything. Once you lose that, you can't build anything on anything else. So I come from a family also of myself and my wife. We have 7 kids. And we have 4 boys and 3 girls. That's what I teach my boys. But also, that's what I teach our girls also. Be respectful of everybody else. It goes across the board.
And that's the moral of the story. Be respectful. Yeah. Thank you, Jose. Julie in Santa Cruz, thanks for calling 479-1080 to be on the radio. You are up.
Did you say Julie?
You are the another Julie, because we already had one Julie, and you're a different Julie, and you dialed 479-1080 to be on the radio. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk about your show. I think one thing that I am benefiting from listening to your show today is that I can count on one hand the men that I would encourage my daughters to date.
How about me? Would you let your daughter date me?
Probably not.
Oh. So hurt. I mean, I'm married, so I'm off the market. But anyway.
Well, and I have a question for you, Glenn. Did your wife put out for you on the first date that you paid for?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
Well, then why were you encouraging that earlier?
No. What I'm saying is this: maybe I'm being a little tongue in cheek, and maybe I am being a little incendiary, as our guest liked to say, use that word. You know. This is the issue right here, is men are expected to do everything. They're expected to pay, and when men get married, they're expected to pay all the bills. And the women in society, they are the ones who make all the decisions now. And men really just need to shut up and mind their own business and pay the bills and do the heavy lifting and the hard work. And, you know, like our guest was saying, the pendulum has definitely swung in the other direction. In the workplace, for instance, the environment is much more conducive politically for women, and the skills that they have, you know, the kind of skills they have, group think, group collaboration, discussing your feelings, are much more valued than the type of skills that men have, fierce, competitive, individual drive, you know, and so forth. And that's all I'm talking about in both social situations and in career situations and in schools. I mean, boys are naturally a certain way and girls are naturally a certain way. The way girls are, is much more rewarded in a classroom situation than the way boys are. And I'm talking about genetics. Boys are built with a certain DNA. Girls are built with a different DNA. The DNA that girls have in this society today, the year 2010, 11, 12, we are much more female-centric. It has become a female chauvinist society. And that is the essence of the topic today. Now, you don't agree with it. Now, let's hear from you, Julie. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, if it's hardwired into us, as you're suggesting, then maybe, as the previous caller said, perhaps a respect would be a better answer rather than the pendulum swinging back and forth as you see it.
What do you mean by respect? Tell me where the respect is lacking.
Let me ask you this before you get me off track.
Okay.
How many female presidents have we had?
None so far.
Correct.
But the way things are going, we'll probably have a slew of them. In Europe, Margaret Thatcher, Angela Merkel.
I'm not talking about Europe. I'm talking about America. How many females are running for president right now?
None that I know of. Hey, you know, okay. So that's one aspect, and maybe in that one arena. We are still throwback to the 1950s. But I would say that, you know, the girls have it a lot easier in school. The women have it a lot easier in the workplace. And it is totally slanted against men in the world of dating. That's what I'm saying.
Well, have you worked in every field out there?
Of course I haven't. I'm not even claiming to have. I'm doing a talk show here, Julie.
Right. So how can you make statements like that?
I can make any statement I want. I can blow smoke out of my rear end. But that's the wonder of talk radio is I'm here to stir things up and have a little bit of fun. I'm not acting like I am God or I am the know-it-all of everything. I don't think I am. I'm just a guy with an opinion. And you know what? We all have opinions just like we all have other body parts as well. KSCO, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Glenn. Thanks for calling 479-1080. Who's this?
Yes, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. You called 479-1080 to be on the radio?
Yes, I did. Hey, I just wanted to give an example of how bad it's gotten. I was downtown Santa Cruz, and I was walking to go into the store, and I already knew that there was this lady walking in back of me. So I go, I open the door, and I wave my hand to, you know, you go first, ma'am, and she stopped. Right before coming into the door, she waited there, and I was, like, confused.
Right.
And I'm like, go ahead, ma'am. And she goes, no, I can open my own door.
Yeah, exactly.
So in my mind, I was like, you know, screw you. So I walked in, and I closed the door. How rude, you know? It's like you try to do something polite for somebody, you know, open the door, whatever it is.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Yeah. That's the problem.
Thank you so much.
All right, we want to hear from a girl. Bobby. Your name is Bobby, but you are actually a girl because I see it ends in the letter I. Is that correct, Bobby?
Sure, I might get a better treatment.
Wonder why the call screener put an I at the end of your name? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you the last word, so you get to sum the show up today.
I'm going to pose what I want to say in a question.
Okay.
For everyone out there, and if they disagree, they can do what they want. I really see it comes down, and this is probably the deepest topic anyone's hit on this show. Pro-choice. Now, how many people do you see fighting for the choice of a young man? I see them fighting for it for a woman because of her so-called body. But parentship, whether a boy has the right to choose if he's ready to be a parent or not, is taken from him the second he has sex with that girl. Now, when they have sex, they consent both together, although at that point he loses his choices.
He loses his choice, absolutely.
Now, if she chooses to destroy that child, and that boy wants to cherish what he has created and wants to be a father, does he have the choice to have that? Absolutely not.
Excellent point.
If it is an equal...
It is not. There's no equal society anymore. The guys have lost it. Bobby, we're out of time. Thank you so much for calling. The guys have lost it. We are in a female-dominated society now. My name is Glenn, And in order to talk about me, if you want to vent to the owners of the station, please send an email to mz@ksco.com and put the name Glenn in the subject line. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's time for CBS News at 2 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell suspended the head coach and the defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints today over the Bounties for Brutal Hits program.
The game doesn't need to be played this way, and that's made clear by players, by coaches that I've spoken to. We need to change the culture.
He was on the NFL Network. CBS's Armin Katayan.
When you take out head coaches and defensive coordinators of the stature of Sean Payton and Greg Williams, you have clearly told everyone in the National Football League and the world of sports, this will not be tolerated.
Bounties, sometimes hundreds of dollars, were reportedly paid for hits that took key opposing players out of games. A professed Al-Qaeda killer continues his standoff with police in Toulouse, France. Though local media report police are poised to move in, Mohamed Mera is wanted for the killings of seven people in the last week and a half, including three paratroopers and three Jewish school children and their teacher. Their funerals today in Paris and in Jerusalem. A loud Republican voice is calling for the GOP to unite behind Mitt Romney's candidacy. CBS's Bob Fuss.
Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, has been under pressure for months to enter the presidential race himself, but he now has officially endorsed Mitt Romney for the nomination. Bush says he decided this morning after Romney won Illinois and called him with the news. In a statement, Bush, whose brother and father were president, says it's now time for all Republicans to unite behind one candidate, and that's Mitt Romney.
Rick Santorum, hoping to do well in Louisiana on Saturday, says nothing doing.
He will say what he needs to say to win the election that's before him, and if he has to say something different because it's a different election and a different group of voters, he's willing to say that too.
Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul aren't talking about quitting yet either. Maryland Democrat Congresswoman Barbara Mikulski made history today, now the longest serving female on the Hill.
You know, for me, history books were Jane Addams and Abigail Adams and powdered wigs, and I just welcome a day where I have time to even powder my nose, let alone powder my wig.
No one knows what's caused loud booms enough to rouse people of Clinton, Wisconsin out of their beds and out into the streets Sunday and Monday nights.
Just a boom, like if somebody dropped like a jackhammer, just one bam.
You could feel it in the ground. So it wasn't just our house, it was outside somewhere.
The military says it wasn't them. The scientists say it wasn't earthquakes, though whatever it was shook the ground. City officials say it wasn't landfill, sewer, or gas lines, and no one's doing any dynamiting that they know of. 'Tis a mystery most perplexing. A lot of those January contracts to buy homes fell apart, evidently. Actual existing home sales went down in February by nearly a full point, though it is still better than a year ago. More than one-third of the sales were distress sales and foreclosures. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 43 points today. The Nasdaq gained 9, and oil prices nearly $107 a barrel. This is CBS News.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Did the Catholic Church in Holland castrate some young gay men to cure them of homosexuality? This was back in the 50s.
The weekend revelations by a Dutch newspaper come just 3 months after a commission here found that tens of thousands of children have been abused in Catholic institutions since the 1940s. But the new charges, that perhaps 11 boys who reported the abuse were then castrated allegedly to cure them of being gay, has cast doubt on the commission's findings and outraged the Dutch public. The commission was established by two Catholic organizations, and some parliament members are now saying its leader should himself be questioned for omitting the castration allegations from his report. Lauren Comito, CBS News, Amsterdam.
That was one big rock. A boulder that broke free in Athens, Ohio, crashed down the hillside, crushed two vehicles, took out part of a house, knocked down utility poles, and even damaged a water line that was underground. It's a boulder about 25 feet across. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
And good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to KSEO AM 1080. I'm Sam Quinn, and I'm going to drop a little traffic and weather on you right now. Let's start it out at the Fishhook right now in the northbound direction. It's flowing free and easy. However, southbound is stop and go. It's quite congested, and the reason why, we got a couple of accidents along there. First of all, Highway 1 at Morrissey Boulevard off-ramp, there was a traffic collision, no injuries, fortunately. A big rig and a Honda Civic. Look out for that. That has been cleared to the right-hand side of the road. And let's see, also there is Highway 1 once again at Soquel Avenue off-ramp. And in that one, both lanes are cleared now. Everything is off to the side. And you're ready to go. Your weather for tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A slight chance of rain after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The borders